Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. Now, normally I would be against any kind of a tracking app. I have my one good buddy, TJ. He might be listening. I hope not, because I'm talking crap about him and his wife, but I love them to death. But what is it called? Like Find My iPhone or Find My Partner. You know what I mean? Like where like Alex and I could see your location on your iPhone and you could see mine. What's that called?
Find My Friend.
Find My Friend. Yeah. Okay. Partner, whatever, friend. And it's cool because it's like deadly accurate. Like it's pinpoint there. My buddy TJ and I, like years ago, we were playing disc golf out in the woods. His wife bikes to our exact location. Hi, honey. I'm like, oh,
what a mood.
Hell no. What's going on?
That's how you be a wife, ladies.
Yeah, that's creepy. Now, that... Hey there, creepy lady. That's weird, but this is kind of an example of that app working out awesome, just saving a life. A North Carolina mom is calling it a miracle after technology helped her find her missing daughter, who was trapped in a 25-foot ditch with a serious injury. She got worried when her 17-year-old daughter missed curfew and didn't answer her texts or calls. She knew something must be going on. The mom used the Find My Friend app, and 2 hours later, the GPS took her to her daughter's tire tracks. She found her daughter trapped after flipping her car 3 times after hydroplaning.
Dude.
The daughter had nerve damage and a fractured neck. She'll have to have surgery to relieve the swelling, but hopefully we'll make a recovery.
If my kid doesn't think that I'm going to put a chip in their head so that I can watch their every move, they will be very mistaken. Wait, once I have kids.
Like Black Mirror, where the mom puts the camera so she can see everything the daughter sees?
Yeah, because I'm going to find my kid if nobody else does. If something like this happens, they go missing. Good for this mom, following her intuition and not stopping. Or, you know, sometimes, obviously, I'm sure she did call the police still, but sometimes you got to take matters into your own hands. You got to do some investigative work, you know, protect yourself, all the different things. It can take cops sometimes, depending on where you live in your situation a little bit, to get to you. Think if she would have waited on them or whatever. She may not have found her in time.
Now, that's a good example of how the technology can be used for good, but I feel like that right there is the exception, not the rule. I feel like people use this all the time, and it's actually reverse. You think of men being the creepy, possessive, stalking type. I think it's for women that want to know where their man is at. They don't think that their man's being faithful or something. Like, why do you have to know to pinpoint accuracy where your significant other is?
I'll tell you why.
833-JOE-ALEX.
Because I want that damn location on so that when he is picking up my Chick-fil-A, I know exactly how long it's going to take for him to get to me.
Good point.
Can I get an amen?
No, you amen. Can't get it. No, Touché. Stop it. This church is out of order. Absolutely not. Wait, poor chap. Do you and your boyfriend, Chase, do you guys have location on for each other?
No.
You are out of your freaking mind, doormat. He is in California right now doing God knows what with God knows who.
Wait a minute. Why is this location going up and down, up and down? What's happening here? Uh-huh.
No, I know he's at work right now, but I mean, I want it on just for that reason, for the safety reason.
Yeah.
But he thinks I'm being crazy and
you
like want
to
watch his every
move. He's got something to hide. Because he's got something to hide. No, if a guy has nothing to hide, he's going to be like, sure, who cares?
He's got nothing.
Any of my
hide.
Boyfriends
it's
have been like, sure, who cares?
Insecurity, it's a turnoff. Insecurity is such a turnoff, Alex.
If it's more of a turnoff that they refuse to let you know what they're up to me.
See, I don't have it on for my boyfriend, Joel Daddy. And,
that's because you follow the vape cloud. You know where he's at all times.
Yeah, I don't need it. But I want it on just because, like, yesterday I didn't hear from him for, like, 2.5-3 hours, which is, like, not normal. And I was freaking out. My mind was automatically going to, like, oh, my gosh, he's in a ditch somewhere. Like, what's going on? So I would have loved to see, like, oh, maybe he's at, like, a showing or maybe he's at, like, his office or something like that. I mean, he was just taking a nap, but still, I want to know.
Creepy. No, I mean, I guess I get that. Dixie's on the Joe and Alex show. You can be too. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Dixie, do you use this with you and your significant other or no?
I do, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Explain why you do that.
I actually do it because my boyfriend is a police officer. And if some stuff's going down, I want to know what's going on and where he's at. It's just a safety thing, and it gives me some comfort.
That is a fantastic idea and reason with your husband being in law enforcement. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, what about when he's off the shift, when he's not, like, patrolling the streets?
I really don't check up on him all the time. I mean, I don't really do that much.
What if he said no, I don't want to have that on?
That would be okay, but he never has. So.
Right, well, I'm going to speak for your husband. He doesn't want it on anymore.
If you're in a marriage or a serious relationship, you should be comfortable. It's not that your significant other should constantly be checking your every move or going through your phone or whatever, but if they wanted to ask where you are, grab your phone real quick to see something, they should always be able to.
See, you should be able to tell them where you are, and they should trust you.
The only time that this would bite me in the butt is when my boyfriend says, hey, where are you? We're running late. And I say, hey, I'm leaving my apartment. And then I don't leave my apartment for another 15 minutes.
Yeah, he's like, are you dead? Who is this? Charlene's on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Okay, well, Liv just said I do the same thing. So me and my boyfriend says we didn't start this whole sharing a location thing till a year ago. We've been dating 2 years next month. And the only reason I wanted it was he likes to say he has left for us to make plans, and then I look on the location, I'm like, you haven't left. Nice.
You're not moving. Maybe the satellites aren't refreshing quick enough. See, that's my reason right there. Thank you for the call. That I would not want it on. Just like Liv and you brought up, I don't want people to know that I'm still not on my way. Are you on your way? No. Michaela's on the Joe and Alex show. This is kind of creepy. What happened with you in this whole tracking thing?
Hi. So I had a friend. We're no longer friends because she wasn't the best. But I never knew that it was a thing that you could follow or track people. So she just kind of talked me into doing it. So we would. And every now and then, like one time I came to work and she was like, what'd you bring for lunch today? And I was like, oh, I just stopped at Subway. And she's like, I know. I saw.
Oh, I gosh.
Like, yeah, it was so creepy, and she would do that all the time. She's like, so what are you doing at home right now? Do you want to hang out, or are you at the gym? She would see where I was, and I just, like, after we stopped being friends, immediately I stopped that because it was so weird.
Yeah, after she would have stalked me at Subway, I would have told her, you can keep a foot long length away from me at all times.
Let's go to Jenna. Hey Jenna, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up?
So my husband and I used to use a location service when we lived in New York. And at first we did it for a safety thing, but it kind of backfired. So I was shopping one day with my friend, and we went into a store that was kind of in the basement of a building. So I didn't know this, but my phone had no service. We were in there for like 2.5 hours, and he was freaking out the whole time, thinking I was kidnapped, couldn't find my location. Like, he was driving around New York panicked.
Where are you going to go in New York to try to find somebody, too?
Like, yeah, like he was.
Maybe she's in Times Square. With the naked cowboy, that's where I'll go. Hey, Jenna, we're glad you weren't kidnapped and you were okay. Thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. It seems like a lot of people do this. I guess am I the only one that's not doing location sharing?
Yep.
All right, well, make sure we don't podcast this at joeandalexshow.com, okay? Let's just be safe.